He's warning his people that he's coming back. He's warning his people that there's not much time left. He's warning his people that you got to get your act right today. He's warning his people that that relationship is time to let go. He's warning his people that their fornication and all of this masturbation and this lust and this perversion and this pornography got to go. He's warning you. This is a warning. God is warning to guide you, to lead you, to tell you to go in the right direction. You're heading in the wrong direction. He needs you to get on track with him. He needs you to get back in alignment. His word says that the gate is straight and narrow. There's many pathways, but to him is straight and narrow. He's trying to scoot you back into that straight and narrow. Speak, Holy Spirit. Hey everyone, welcome in. As you see the title, we're going to talk about this last horn that is being blown. I personally want to just talk to you about this vision that the Lord has shown me. I'm going to actually jump right into it. I'm not going to wait. So I want to pray us in first, just so that we know that the Holy Spirit is here as I'm speaking. And let's get started. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you right now, Father. We just pray over this message. We pray over the ears, the eyes, and the heart of the listeners and those who I'm going to view this. We pray right now, Holy Spirit, that as I get started in what it is that you want me to speak to your people about, Holy Spirit, I ask for you to be present. Holy Spirit, I ask for you to speak through me. Holy Spirit, I ask for you to bring any and all things back to my mind and my memory that needs to be brought, Lord God, so that your people can hear from you in the name of Jesus. Father, we just pray right now that as we talk about this vision that you have given me and the breakdown of it, I pray that this would be confirmation to those. This will also be bring the conviction to those that need it, Lord God. We pray that those who also watch this, that their eyes will be open, their ears will be ready to hear, and their heart be ready to receive. We pray against all stubbornness and stony hearts, Lord God, that will keep them from being able to listen in. And we pray right now, Lord God, that as we move forth, Lord God, Holy Spirit, we just ask for your words in the name of Jesus. Place your words on my mouth, on my tongue, Lord God. Use me as your vessel right now, God. I'm willing and I'm ready. Use me as you see fit, God. Give us the revelation even the more, Lord God. Even if it's something more than what you have already given me. In the name of Jesus, we bind all hindrance and distractions in Jesus' mighty name. And we surrender this entire video to you right now, God. Thank you, Lord, to get into the hands of those that need it. In Jesus' my name we pray. Amen. Amen. And so as I said before, I'm going to actually just kind of start right in. It's just crazy because these last couple of days, God have been giving me dreams and visions. And you know, I've had a lot of dreams and visions, but to have them back to back and for him to give me so much revelation on this vision that I had, it's just amazing to see how God's moving. And so we're going to talk about this last horn being blown. And God gave me the title of Last Horn Being Blown, Jesus Coming Back. There was a video, Speak Holy Spirit. There was a video that I did not too long ago, and it's called Jesus is Knocking at the Door. And I'm going to make sure that's also in the title, not the title, but the description. But he was speaking about Jesus is knocking at the door. We are in the last days, and Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart, knocking at the door of your mind, knocking at the door of whatever it is that you've been facing, and God is ready for you, and he needs you to turn from the evil ways, turn from the things that you've been facing, and deal with also the trauma that you've been holding on to. There's a lot of people, like I've mentioned before, is going to be held back from being able to get into the kingdom of heaven simply because they have been holding on to unforgiveness, bitterness, anger, and rage from things that people have done to them. And it's time to let it go. That's like a whole nother message about being time to let this stuff go. So I don't know if y'all gonna see me posting every single day. I don't know what the Lord has in stores, but I know that I'm gonna post as he leads. And there's an increase in the spirit. I don't know if you feel it, but there's definitely an increase in the spirit on just God's people coming out with different messages concerning the end times. And so let's go ahead and get started. So this was just a random vision. I had just laid down to get into bed, to get ready to go to sleep. And as soon as I closed my eyes, I probably want to say probably about not even 5 minutes later, I had this vivid, I'm talking about vision. I mean, I felt like it was there, like I was there. And I saw a watchman. So I'm just going to read to you what I wrote and let the Holy Spirit have his way. So I saw a watchman, a soldier. I knew that this was a soldier of someone who was watching and overseeing, standing at the top at the top of this building. So when you see back in the day, like how their buildings was built, especially like the kingdom and like the kings and their palaces, and they have like the rooftop where the soldiers would stand over it and to watch to make sure the enemy was not coming in, right? And so he's basically stood at the top of this, I'm gonna call it tower. He stood at the top of this tower, and I just saw this long horn, okay? And he went like this, and he lifted it up, and he blew it. As soon as I saw the horn being blown, I saw a dove. It was a white dove. The dove was small at first, but the more it moved, the bigger it got and filled up the entire vision that I had. And then the next thing that came after that was these pillars. Okay, there was a pillar, and you're going to see a picture of this pillar just in case you don't know what this is, so that you can see what I saw was this pillar with fire that was coming up out of the pillar. And that was the end of the vision. And I was like, opened my eyes. And as soon as I opened my eyes, the Lord said, last horn being blown, Jesus is coming back. And I was like, oh my goodness. Okay. And I didn't write anything right away. I just knew that God would give me the revelation in due time. And so as I was sitting in my prayer closet last night and praying, I was asking God about this vision that he had given me. And so I have a ton of information on here. This is something that you're going to probably want to listen to again, just to make sure that you catch it all. But the very first thing we're going to talk about is, what is a pillar? Because even reading the Bible, like, we heard the word pillar, like Lot's wife turned to a pillar of salt. We heard, you know, like that the when the Israelites would move, that there was a pillar of fire that would sit there and rest. So there was different things, and we're going to talk about the scriptures of those, but there was different ways that the pillar was being brought forth in the different ways that it was being read in the Bible. And so God have laid on me two things about this pillar. The first thing that he have laid on me was there's restoration for the righteous. Okay, restoration, being restored, being uplifted. And this is not actually talking about being restored here on earth, but finally being able to be in the gates of heaven with our Heavenly Father for the feast, for just being able to finally leave this place of earth and go to where we belong. Right. And so that's what the restoration of that was talking about. The second part was judgment. Remember, I mentioned Lot's wife. When she turned around and looked back, she turned into what? A pillar of salt. And so that was a judgment that was upon her because of her disobedience and because she looked back when God simply told her not to look back. And so this is what the two things that God have showed me about what this pillar of fire was for is for two groups of people. One is for the righteous, one is for the wicked. And that's the reason why it came. And when I tell you the fire, it was just like poof, and like it just went, it shot up real quick. And that was the end of the vision. And so a pillar, I want to break this down. So I looked into the interlinear as well. And God showed me that the pillar also means support and post. It represents strength, support, leadership. It also in remembrance of God and his presence. OK, now I want to go to Exodus 13 and 20, and I want to read this to you. And it says the Israelites left Succoth, OK, and camped at Etham on the edge of the wilderness. The Lord went ahead of them. He guided them during the day with what? A pillar of cloud. OK, it also says that and he provided light at. And it also says that he provided light at night with a pillar of fire. This allowed them to travel by day or by night. And the Lord did not remove the pillar of cloud or pillar of fire from its place in front of the people. And so the pillar was also a sense of direction, rather to stay or rather to or to move. And so even the pillar, thank you, Holy Spirit, of what he's showing me, is that pillar is our security in knowing that what's getting ready to take place and what's getting ready to come, the pillar of fire, okay? And so I also want to read to you what God has spoke to me within my spirit when I read this, and I wrote, because at the same time the Holy Spirit was speaking, I was sitting here getting all this revelation and download, so I want to read this to you. The people was led by a pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud. We are led by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is leading God's people with an emergency to repent. I know for me, lately, God has really been speaking a lot on getting his people to repent. And it almost feels like, I'm like, God, like, you keep having me to talk about the kingdom of heaven. And not just the kingdom of heaven, but like, who would not enter the gates of heaven? And it's like almost every message I have or he's giving me, I'm like having to say, like, these type of people will not inherit the kingdom of heaven, because he's really pushing for that, because he has to bring conviction through it. And the conviction may not happen unless he keeps prompting me to speak about it. And so he said that there's an emergency to repent. God wants us to turn from our evil ways and repent for our sins and repent, okay, of our selfishness. There's a lot of people who is just selfish with their time, selfish with their, not just their time, but time with their family, time with God, selfish, and everything is about them. They have this sense of pride that everything is circled around them. There's just selfishness. And he said that he wants less of the flesh and more of the spirit. So then, even what he spoke to me, and I highlighted this part, was, my sheep knows my voice, says the Lord. And then turn the heart of stone to a heart of flesh. There's a lot of stony hearts, a lot of hardened hearts, because of the unforgiveness of what people have done. And God is like, listen, it's time to let these things go. It's time to get your healing. It's time to get your deliverance. It's time to be restored, okay, so that you don't miss the mark. It just blows my mind of like how many people is really going to miss the mark simply because of unhealed trauma, holding on to bitterness, holding on to the rage, holding on to the anger, holding on to the resentment, holding on what the person said to you, what they've done to you, what they stole from you, what they didn't do, what they could have done. I mean, just this whole thing, this cycle of it just goes on and on and on. And you're literally going to miss the gates of heaven and being raptured because of what someone's done. You got to let that go. Listen, I understand. I was a person who's been alienated from her children. I'm a person who has been through narcissistic abuse. I'm a person who has been molested. I was raped. I'm talking about, I went through so much. I was torn apart. But none of that stuff matters to me anymore, because I let it go. I released it to God. And I told myself, like, I'm not going to be sitting here stuck because of what someone's done to me. I have to release this to God and let God handle it, because his word says vengeance belongs to him. And I know that there's going to come a day and a time where this stuff is not going to be the same anymore. What I feel isn't going to be the same. The things that's taking place isn't going to be the same. God is literally going to take care of my enemy. And that is what I'm resting in. Speak, Holy Spirit. God wants us to rest in what he can do and not what you can do. God wants you to rest in peace and joy and not in anger and rage and resentment and retaliation. He wants you to rest on him so that he can be the person. Come on, speak, Holy Spirit, to restore you back to your youth, restore you back to where you need to be so that you don't miss the mark. I was talking to a client today, and I was telling her that God wants you to be more childlike. Like, you have to be more childlike, because unless you're childlike, you're not going to make it, because a child depends on that parent. A child is obedient. And I'm talking about childlike as in 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 4-year-old. It's the innocence that they hold. And God is trying to get you back to that innocence. Yes, maybe some of you, your innocence was taken at that age because of what people done, family members have done to you. But here's the thing, you have to release that to God, because God showed me that, not now, but he showed me in the past, that when people are doing the things that they're doing is simply because they probably had it done to them and they haven't been healed. They haven't been delivered. There's a demon on the inside of them that needs to be removed. And so because of that, they're doing it to you and they're just reacting in the way of what happened to them. And so with you being the mature person in the faith, it's time to let it go. So I want to read to you Revelation 3. Okay, I want to read this to you as well. We're going to go to Revelation 3. And it's going to be verse 12 to 13. And it reads, all who are victorious will become pillars. You hear that? Will become pillars in the temple of my God. And they will never have to leave it. And I will write on them the name of my God. And they will be citizens in the city of my God. The new Jerusalem that comes down from heaven, from my earth. I'm sorry, from my God. And I will also write on them my name. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he is saying to the churches. Okay? I need you to hear that. Because the thing is what's written on you? Let me ask you that. What is written on you? Is it God's name, or do you have the 6666? your behaviors. Who do you mimic? Who do you behave? Who do you serve? Is it God or is it Satan? He says, all who are victorious will become what? Pillars in the temple of my God. Remember, Lot's wife turned into a pillar of salt. She became frozen in that state of what she was feeling and what she wanted and what she desired. She turned into a pillar of that. Some of you turn into a pillar of depression, a pillar of anxiety, a pillar of rage and anger, a pillar of unforgiveness, a pillar of bitterness. But God wants you to become a pillar in his temple of praise and worship. God wants you to become a pillar in his temple of serving and wanting him. God wants you to become a pillar of becoming a child of God. What temple is on the inside? What's on the inside of your temple is the question. And so it says, all who are victorious will become pillars in the temple of my God. And then they will never have to leave it. And it goes back to what God was showing me about the horn, the last horn being blown. And he's saying, like, when you're, come on, speak Holy Spirit, when you're raptured up, this is a permanent place. You never have to go back to the place of suffering. You're going to be a pillar in his temple, a statue in his temple, a place of permanent, being there permanently. That's what a pillar, if you think about a pillar, they're heavy. They don't move. They're, thank you, Holy Spirit. They're steadfast in what they believe in. Standing still. Okay. What have you been standing still in? Have you been in God and resting in him, or have you been in sin? Ask yourself that. Because thank you, Holy Spirit, whatever you stand still in is what's going to come out of you. Whatever you stand still in is what's going to show when Jesus comes back. Okay. And so I want to break down what the Lord has shown me. So the pillar means in Revelations of what God was showing me is you are firmly established in God. You are permanently, okay, or permanent, unshakable part of God's eternal kingdom. Unshakable, meaning I don't care what happened. You're unshakable. I don't care what people do and what they say. You're unshakable. I don't care who leave you. You're unshakable. Your place in God's presence is secure and lasting. That's what that pillar of fire was showing. What's on the inside of you? What is currently taking place? Are you a pillar of security, or are you a pillar of being wavering back to and from? What are you a pillar of? Okay. I want to move to the next part in here. And I broke down the pillar a little bit more. Pillars were sometimes set up as memorials, okay, to God's significant encounters or promises. You can find this in Genesis 28:18, and it talks about, matter of fact, let's just go there. And it reads, the next morning, Jacob got up very early. He took the stone he had rested his head against, and it says, and he set it upright as a memorial pillar. Then he poured olive oil all over it. So that's what it's saying. A pillar can also be a memorial. A pillar was also used as judgment, which we talked about, of Lot's wife. And you can find that in Genesis 9 and like 19 and 2. All right. There was something else that God had pointed out to me about this pillar. Pillars can represent God's guidance and presence. And within that, that's where the warning was at. That's why he showed me the pillar, because it was a warning. That's the purpose of why he showed it to me. He's warning his people that he's coming back. He's warning his people that there's not much time left. He's warning his people that you got to get your act right today. He's warning his people that that relationship is time to let go. He's warning his people that that fornication and all of this masturbation and this lust and this perversion and this pornography got to go. He's warning you. This is a warning. God is warning to guide you, to lead you, to tell you to go in the right direction. You're heading in the wrong direction. He needs you to get on track with him. He needs you to get back in alignment. His word says that the gate is straight and narrow. There's many pathways, but to him is straight and narrow. He's trying to scoot you back into that straight and narrow. Speak, Holy Spirit. The second thing that he showed me was the symbol of judgment or transformation. Judgment is here. Judgment is now. Judgment is today. Judgment is taking place right now. there's another video that I'm getting ready to do right after this one. And I'm going to just have to post them back to back because this is something that God is leading me to do because I had the vision. And then the next couple of days, then I had this dream. And they're kind of tying into each other. But here's the thing. Judgment is here and guidance is here. God is warning and he's judging. And in the next video that God is going to have me to do, it's going to be talking about him separating the tares. He's separating now. We have been separated. Okay. The next thing that I need to break down is the dove. All right. The dove. And so I remember in the beginning, I mentioned, I'm going to read it really quick so that you can hear it again, that the dove, after the horn was blown, there was a dove that I saw flying, and then it literally kept, it got bigger, bigger, bigger until it filled up my entire vision. So that's all I saw was this white dove. Okay. And the dove represents, I want to look at Matthew 3 and 16. I just want to read it to you. A lot of us have already heard this. But just in case you have not, we want to go ahead and read it. And it says, after his baptism, we're talking about Jesus. As Jesus came out of the water, the heavens were open. Listen to that. Speak, Holy Spirit. The heavens was open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling on him. And in this vision, I saw this big dove, and God was showing me that the dove represents peace and rest. So many of us have went through so many different things. We have faced so many different trials. We have went through persecution. We have went through prosecution. We have been through it. And God is saying that this dove was a representation of Jesus returning. Even when it said here, after his baptism, as Jesus came out of the water, the heavens opened up. Even when I think about the heavens opened up, it says that Jesus is going to come in the clouds. And so there's peace and rest in him coming back for those who have been going through it. You have been, you pressure have hit your life and you've been tired. Even myself, speak, Holy Spirit. There's some of you have that's been feeling this sense of just tiredness. No matter how much rest you get, you're tired. No matter how much you try to rest, you are just physically, emotionally, mentally, you're just drained and tired. And this is why he says those who make it to the end will be saved, because he knew that you have been warring, you have been fighting, you have been coming up against the enemy, and you're tired now. There's a point where after you fought so long, there has to become a rest of season. And our rest is coming on the day that Jesus returns. And you're no longer going to have to be drained and tired and fighting the way that you have fought, because all of these things will be lifted off of you in the name of Jesus. And so I want to continue in this. The dove in the scripture also is the Holy Spirit. And I also already talked about peace and restoration. The you can find that in Matthew 3 and 16. And you can also find that in Genesis 8 and 11. And so I just want to give you this warning that he's coming back. I want to give you this warning that the last horn has been blown. There is no, when I say there's no more time, because there's time until the day that Jesus come back, but there's not the time that we will want, or the time that most of you will want. Like, give me another year, God. Give me another 2 years, God. There may not be that time. The time is ending. I remember this dream. There's two dreams that God is bringing to me right now that I'm going to mention. There was this dream. The first one was this clock. And when I woke up, it was like my bedroom door slowly opened, and it was very animated. And it was a clock. And it said, I believe it said like 10:59. Then it said 10:58, 10:57, 10:56. It just kept decreasing. And when I woke up, I heard God say, time is running out. Time is running out. And then the second dream that I actually wrote this one down because I knew he wanted me to mention it in the end, was that it was me, my mom, and it was just like a bunch of random people. It kind of reminded me of like a dock, being on some type of dock with like where boats come in and out of. And there was people plowing in the fields. There were people just talking, people everywhere. And as I look up, I was like, oh my God, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. And then I saw the clouds and I saw a garden. It was so beautiful. I can't even if someone tried to draw it, it's, you just can't draw what I saw. And the colors were so vibrant, it was so pretty, and the heavens and everything was coming down to earth, and it was like floating down very slow. And as it came, me and my mom, I was like, my, like, Jesus is coming, like Jesus is coming. And everybody didn't see it. Everybody didn't see what we saw. Okay. I even had people from my high school was there and was like, Jesus is coming. We all were saying this, we were excited. And it reminds me of him saying that there will be some plowed in the fields. One will be taken, one will be, and one will be staying. There will be even people sleeping. One will be taken, the other one will be staying. People are going to be driving. The driver maybe is going to be taken, and the passenger is going to be staying. Do you not know what that's going to look like? People on airplanes, people are going to leave. People are going to stay. What if the pilot is gone and you're in the air? Now is the time to get yourself right. Now is the time to hand over your temptations and your addictions and your wants and your desires. It's time to kill the flesh. God wants this flesh to die. Say, God, I surrender this to you. God, I release this to you. I don't want this. I need this out of my life. I'm going to tell you now, there were some things that I was dealing with and I had to let that stuff go. And I feel so much better now. I had to release that stuff because I refuse to be left behind because of an emotion. I refuse to be left behind because of a temptation. I refuse to be left behind because of family members. I refuse. You have to release this and you have to get on the boat. What I mean by get on the boat, that means it's time to get yourself together. It's time to go places that you probably didn't want to go. It's time to let some people go and things go that you didn't want to let go of. There's a lot of people shacking up. There's a lot of people fornicating, having sex, orgies, all type of things. It's time to let that go. And here's the other thing. Some of y'all did not teach your child in the way they should go. So now even 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 12-year-olds, going to hell. Because the parent refused to train them. And here's the sad thing. There's parents who are in the church, go to church, serve in a church, and their children's going to hell too because they're not teaching at home. It's just a big front when they get before people and they go home and they live their own lifestyles the way that they want to live it. God ain't pleased. You're going to get punished even the more because he says, do not keep his children from him. It's better to have a millstone tied around your neck than to keep his little one from him. And you're keeping him from him by not correcting him or her in the word of God. Not teaching. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this revelation. We pray that this message will reach those that is in need, that this will convict those hearts that need to be convicted. Father, you said in the last days, we will have many dreams and visions, even children. And that's what we've been seeing. Children are having dreams and visions outside of the adults. You're showing them things. So God, I pray that this message would not be sniffed or uprooted by the enemy, but it'd be deeply planted and rooted so that this can reach those that is in need, God. Touch the hearts and the mind of your people. Help pull this sin out of them by strong conviction. Somebody need to say, God, give me strong conviction. Release, renounce, rebuke, bind, banish, do whatever you need to do to get this about your life. Because I'm here to tell you, you don't want to be stuck and left behind. Father, we ask that you anoint this message. And I put the stamp of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, over this message today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. You all be blessed. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He wants to bring you to salvation. Just say, Father, forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for the things that I've done knowingly and unknowingly. Say, God, I struggle with, and begin to name these things that you're struggling with. And then after, you can probably pause this so that you can finish it out. And then just say, Father, I renounce and release this to you now. And I ask that you create in me a new person. Purge me from my desires and my wants and the things that's taken me from you, Lord God. Say, I surrender it to you now, God. See, I want Jesus to be a part of my life. Rather, if that means it's for when I say here on earth, I'm talking about here on earth because there's some of you that has been living this life of flesh for so long that the point that Jesus is coming back, he could be coming back in 2 months. As far as we know, he could be coming back in a year. And it's some of us would have liked to have more time spent with God here on earth, but it's okay. Let it go. But just say the time remaining, God, let me just be filled with you. I believe that Jesus came to set us free. I know that he died on the cross for me. And say, I want him to be a part of my life. See, Father, transform me mentally, physically, and emotionally. Speak to my heart, speak to my mind. And say, seal me with the blood of Jesus today. Clothe me with your righteousness so that my garments are not stained. Help me deal with the things that are deep rooted so I can get it out of my life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us all say amen. And with that being said, you all be blessed. And I'll be on as the Lord leads. And you're probably going to see a second video up very shortly if they're not going to be posted at the same time, because there is a dream that I had last night that God wants me to speak on. So I'm going to go ahead and speak on that and post them as the Lord leads me. And with that being said, you all be blessed.